Alright, it's time for another Dr. Vargo podcast. So, Dr. Vargo, this episode will be reviewing WWE Judgment Day 2000, which is the first annual Judgment Day wrestling pay-per-view event. This was by WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. It took place on May 21st, 2000 at the Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. The main event was a 60-minute Iron Man match for the WWE Championship between Triple H and The Rock, with Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee. Alright, so let me get into this one. First thing, a 6-man tag team match. Too Cool, Grandmaster Sexay, Rikishi and Scotty Tuati defeated Team Eck, Edge, Christian, and Kurt Angle. Pretty solid match. They all really went all out, and this was definitely an interesting contest. I thought it was good. Then a triple threat tag team match. Triple threat match for the WWE European Championship. Eddie Guerrero with China defeated Dean Malenko and Perry Saturn after using lead pipe and the roses that China gave him to win the match. Pretty solid overall. Very good technical wrestling, but a little bit short. But then again, with the Iron Man match, I can kind of see why they went that route. Then in a False Count Anywhere match, Shane McMahon defeated The Big Show after TNA helped him, and then he hit Big Show in the head with a cinder block. Pretty crazy stuff. Overall, pretty good match. I thought it was very solid. And as usual, Shane McMahon delivered in a big match, which he was notorious for back in the day. Then a submission match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Chris Benoit defeated Chris Jericho in a technical classic. I mean, they just went all out. They used submission holds, chain wrestling, fighting on the floor, suplexes. Fantastic stuff. I'll give it 2 thumbs up. This is probably the second best match on the show. That was very, very good. Then in a tag team tables match, D-Generation X, Road Dogg, and X-Pac with Tori defeated Dudley Boyz, Bubba Ray Dudley, and Devon Dudley. Overall, pretty crazy match. I'm shocked at who won, but it was just... Alright, nothing too special, but overall, it was pretty entertaining for what it was. Then 60-minute Iron Man match for the WWE Championship with Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee. Triple H with 7-man Helmsley defeated The Rock 6-5 to win the championship. Very, very good stuff here. I thought it was super solid. I mean, it was just great. I mean, they both win. It ended up being tied right at the end after Rock did the People's Elbow. Actually, wait, I take that back. Rock was down 5-3 after Triple H put him to sleep and he passed out. Then Triple H hit a pedigree on the broadcast table by The Rock. Then Rock won by count out. Then Rock did a People's Elbow to tie it at 58 minutes. And Undertaker came in and tagged Triple H with a tombstone and Rock got disqualified, so that's how he won 6-5. And it's had the return of the Undertaker. It was pretty crazy stuff. I definitely give it 2 thumbs up. I definitely enjoyed it. And the fact they were fighting all over the place just made it even better. Very, very good stuff. Peace out, peeps. Everyone, King's Out on the podcast. Going to Sunday, myself, swearing, Tucker, and Princess Gate, Dutch, Adrian, producer, Jared Sanchez, Hampshire Records, located in Las Vegas. Peace out, peeps. Everyone.